The report, titled China's Response to Climate Change Policy and Action in 2015, is an assessment of the steps that have been taken to both reduce emissions and clean up the air in the country. Among the achievements laid out in the analysis, the government notes that carbon dioxide emissions have come down by close to 16% over the past 5 years. This has been aided by the addition of some 2.2 billion cubic meter of forest coverage across the country over the past 10 years. In addition, the proportion of the non-fossil fuel energy production has increased to over 11% this year. Shi Zhenhua, China's leading expert on energy production with the National Development and Reform Commission, says these goals have been accomplished through a series of steps being taken across the country.
Pilot projects for the creation of low-carbon cities and communities are underway. 7 carbon emission trading programs have also been launched online. These are just a couple of the numerous steps being taken to adapt to the realities of climate change. Through these kinds of programs, people in China are becoming more familiar with the need for green and low-carbon energy development.
It is expected the next 5-year national development plan to be adopted next year will include a priority on environmental protection. The State Council, China's cabinet, adopted a plan back in July to promote the idea of an energy internet, which coordinates how power is both generated and used around the country to optimize its use. Han Xiaoping with China Energy Network said this approach addresses the challenges faced in China around energy efficiency and distribution.
In the future microgrid system, electricity will become similar to information. As part of the concept, companies and households will be able to take part in the production of renewable energy. People can set electricity generators on the roofs of their houses, offices and plants to provide power for themselves. This will create a type of microgrid. This will go a long way towards creating a more stable renewable energy system in China.
Among the priorities for the Chinese government in creating non-fossil fuel energy is a focus on nuclear and hydroelectric power production. At the same time, traditional industries are also going to be given incentives to go green. Chinese President Xi Jinping announced a plan in September to launch a nationwide cap-and-trade program in 2017 for high-polluting sectors including power generation, iron and steel, chemicals, and building materials suppliers. For CRI, I'm Mo Mujin.